K-Country 102.3, Beatdown's Country Station. That's You Time by Scotty here on your Tuesday afternoon. And you have it on the Joel D. Show. And right now, we get to spend a little You Time with the man himself, our special guest today, Scotty McCreary. What's up, man? How are you?
I'm good, man. How about yourself?
Hey, we're not too bad here. You're going to be coming here later on this week, Saturday, down in Sioux Falls. So I just want to give you a heads up. It's kind of cold here. I know you're a North Carolina boy. You do get some snow around there, but it's cold here.
I believe it, man. Yeah, it's been a little chilly here too. Colder than usual. We've already had like two dustings of snow, which is crazy for us. The schools were shut down for a week, so
it's a whole nother beast down that way, that's for sure, when it comes to snow removal. So anyways, we appreciate you taking some time hanging out with us here today. And we are talking about You Time, which we just played. That's your first single off of your new album, Same Truck. And it went number one already, which was your fourth consecutive number one. So how awesome is that to snag another number one?
Man, it never gets old. You know, it wasn't that long ago I was just hoping to get one song to number one, you know.
So, right.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts, man. Can't thank y'all enough for playing it. And it's one of those personal songs that's so cool that it related to folks in that way. So awesome.
And Same Truck is the name of a single and also the title of your new album and the tour that you're on too. But does the truck you're singing about have a special name or anything?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's the same truck that I won back on American Idol in 2011. Still driver today. And her name is Loretta.
Loretta.
The lovely Loretta Lynn.
All right. Well, since we're talking about American Idol, I have to bring this up because I thought this was funny. And you probably remember it. I'm sure you get asked this all the time. But after you were announced the winner of Idol back in 2011, you hug-snubbed somebody after you went down the line of hugging your family. Your guitar teacher was there, I believe, a radio DJ, and then you hug-snubbed actor Jack Black.
Yeah, I did not know he was there. I didn't even realize I did that until probably like 2 or 3 years later. And I guess somebody, I think he went on like Jimmy Fallon or he went on The Tonight Show, something like that, and they talked about it. And then I saw it there. That was pretty funny, though.
Yeah, no, that is pretty good. Because one of my favorite movies from when I was a kid, he was in it. It's called Airborne. I'm sure nobody knows about that movie. But he was in that one, so I thought that was pretty funny. Has Jack ever gotten his hug yet after 11 years?
You know, if I ever see him, if I ever see Jack, I will 100% give him a hug and tell him I'm sorry. But there's nothing personal, Jack, if you're listening. There's nothing personal.
Oh, that's awesome. We have Scotty McCreary on the phone with us right now. And you were married back in 2018. And I'm a big trail runner. And you proposed to your now wife, Gabi, out on a hike. So can I ask you what trail or viewpoint that was? Because the photos looked beautiful. And I couldn't find the actual trail you were on. Can you give that information? Or is it a secret one?
No, it's not secret. You really have to trust that you're going the right way when you go to this trail. Because it's like 20 miles off a main road, on a dirt gravel road, winding through the woods. But eventually you get to a little trail. It's kind of behind Grandfather Mountain in North Carolina called Little Off Cove Creek Trail. And, yeah, it's beautiful. It's like it's not too long of a hike. It's like a mile. They're big loss, and that's like a five-mile hike. Little off, you come out of these cliffs and overlooking mountains and no homes. It's like undisturbed mountains for miles and miles and miles. It's awesome.
Okay, because in the photo, too, it kind of looked like a really popular hiking point on the Appalachian Trail or Appalachian, depending on where you come from. In Virginia, it's McAfee Knob. It kind of looked like that because it had like that little overhang of a rock.
Yeah, no, I know which one you're talking about. It wasn't that one, but we call it Appalachians here. But yeah, we love the Appalachian Mountains and anywhere. We get up there as much as we can, so it's beautiful that way.
Okay, so I've listened to your new album, Same Truck, and one of the songs stood out to me, and it's The Waiter. So it seems really deep. So take us through the reasoning of that song and how you came up with that.
Yeah, The Waiter is a special one. You know, it's we wrote the song back in 2015, actually. So it was me and Frank Rogers and Matthew West, and Matthew had been walking around a park and saw a guy sitting there talking to himself, and he thought it was just kind of nuts. He was like, what the heck is this guy doing? And as he got closer, he realized he was praying, and he was praying about his wife that had obviously passed on. So we kind of took that and talked about that moment and then kind of formed a story around it. And so a lot of times my songs are very personal and things that I lived through or know somebody lived through. But this was kind of just us, you know, using our heads and coming up with a story and trying to make something very meaningful in a song. So I think we caught a good one there for sure. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's definitely like an emotional song, 100%. I might have cried the first time I listened to it once you get to the end of the song. So if you haven't heard it yet, go check out Waiter on the brand new album, Same Truck. We have Scotty Mercury on the phone with us, and I have a couple more questions from listeners. So one of them was from Callie. She wanted to know what's your favorite song. I know that's a hard one because, you know, especially as a radio DJ, there's a ton of them. So, like, what's one of your top favorite songs?
So it's a little off the wall than what folks are probably expecting, but there's a song by Charlie Wilson. Used to be the lead singer of the Gap Band, but he's got a song called Touched by an Angel. And I'm telling you, like, I'm a big Charlie fan, but I got all my friends on it, and it's like every wedding we go to now, that's our friends, like, Touched by an Angel gets played, and everybody goes to the center of the dance floor and starts singing it. It's if I have to wake up at, like, 4 a.m., and I know I'm going to be in a bad mood, I play Touched by an Angel so it can put me in a good mood. So that's my song. That's my song.
Okay, that's a good one. Okay, one more question, too, from Kristen. It kind of ties in with the new album and your brand new single, which is out right now, Damn Straight. What's the expected timeline on a music video for that one?
So the music video is all done, and it's we filmed it down in Texas where George Strait got his start at that venue, and that it should be out pretty soon. I think we just got a date. I have to wait for the team to tell me when I can say it, but it's coming out pretty soon. There was a lot of legal stuff we had to get done, but I'm excited about this one. Just filming it where George started singing and got his start is pretty huge for me.
Yeah, no, 100%, because it's like a Damn Straight, that single is a classic heartbreak song, and then, like you said, a tribute to George Strait, who was like the GOAT of country, like greatest of all time, right?
Greatest of all time, not even close. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yes. So, all right, we have Scotty Mercury on the phone with us. He's going to be down in Sioux Falls at the District this Saturday with the Same Truck Tour. Tennille Art's going to be opening up for you, and King Calloway going to be here in Sioux Falls with you as well. So we're excited for that. And Same Truck Tour is named after, like we've mentioned a couple times now, Same Truck album. And just kind of take us through the whole process of the album and putting it together and being back on tour again.
Yeah, never made an album like this before, you know, just obviously going through a pandemic. And but, you know, we had a whole other album ready to go, and then we just wrote a brand new one over 2020 for the most part. So a lot of it was over Zoom and studio. Instead of having 30 people in there, it was like two of us. So it was different, but I'm really proud of what we got. And this tour, you know, we're going to be touring on a lot of what the album is, and we'll play all the songs that folks, you know, hopefully know from the radio. But we're playing a lot of new stuff on the show, so we're excited to go out there and showcase the album, and hopefully folks come out and enjoy it.
Heck yeah. Well, dude, Scotty, excited to see you on Saturday down in Sioux Falls at the District. It's the Same Truck Tour. Check it out. We have information on our website, kcountry102.com. Scotty, appreciate you hanging out with us and taking some time. I know you're a busy man, and I think you're going to be coming to Iowa here in the next couple of days, Thursday. So you're getting closer to us here for Saturday. Appreciate it, man.
Hey, can't wait. It's going to be a big time. And thanks for having me on, man. We'll see y'all soon.
All right, let's wrap up the interview by playing your brand new single. Here's Damn Straight by Scotty Mercury on K Country 102.3.
Nobody in his right mind would have left her. That was her favorite song. She sang along every time it came on.